name is Keith Coleman. I've been working in fitness now since 2005, and I mainly focus on glute fitness, which is kind of exercise to music, and step, aerobics, dance, that type of stuff, you know.
How did the idea of today come about?
It's always been a dream of mine to kind of get the industry bigger in Ireland, because there's a lot of it is kind of geared towards boot camp, strength conditioning, so there's not a lot of people that actually want to do dance really as such, so we're trying to make a change, trying to kind of bring the level up a bit and get more people hopefully want to do dancing and step.
From a fitness point of view, how good is aerobics or step aerobics? Would it be as good as jogging or...?
It would be similar to jogging because it would be aerobic, so it wouldn't be as high intensity, you know. At times it can pick up and down, but it's generally kind of lower, in the lower end of the intensity, you know. It's more fun. You get a mental challenge as much as getting a physical challenge as well, because you've got to remember choreography and steps. It's not like boot camp or spin where you just do the one thing or whatever, run, cycle or whatever. There's a lot of different things, and then the style is unique then to the instructor as well, so it's an all-over challenge.
Do you remember when I started first, I nearly ran out of the place, I was really confused, it was really hard and stuff like that. What would you advise people to do? I would say six weeks for anything.
I normally say to people between 5 and 8 sessions of doing the class. It's like anything else, you're learning a completely new skill, and sometimes it can take you a little bit of time to adapt to the person that's actually teaching the class, you know. The main thing I can say is give it a go, because most people, when you see the finished product, you're looking to think, how do I get there? But it's only actually when you're in the class that you see it's easy, you know. When you see the end, people can get scared. But when you come and give it a go, it's broke down into little sections, and it's actually a lot easier than it actually looks like, you know.
What went on in the YMCA today?
The YMCA, we had our winter fitness party on today. So we had like 3 hours of step, dance, and then we finished then with a step show to finish, you know.
Were you happy with the outcome?
Delighted.
A lot of people?
A lot of people today, yeah. It was a great day.
So did you get everyone from every single class you did? Well, not every, you know, all different classes.
Yeah, a lot of people from different places, from Cabra, Base Camp, from YMCA, from DCU, Trinity. There's been people from all over really that was here today. And then on Robert's crowd, we people from Google. So everywhere really, there's people coming from, you know.
When's the next one?
The next one we have, the 23rd of March, is our next date for our next event. So we just have to kind of finalise the venue.
Show there, is
it? No, but the date is 23rd of March.
My name is Robert Chilecki. I'm from Poland. I'm living here in Ireland since 4.5 years already. I started my career like fitness presenter internationally like 3.5 years ago. I did loads of courses abroad in different countries like Argentina, Buenos Aires, Spain, Barcelona and Italy. That's 3 main countries where I'm going, and I was doing all my qualification. So since 3.5 years, I'm traveling between the different countries, and that's how I'm getting all the information about the dance and step class. Now, we did today first time, me and Keith, we did first time convention here in Ireland. It's so nice and it's unbelievable. The level of the energy was just amazing. We love it. It was first time for us. The idea came up, we went a month ago, we went in Rome, in one of the convention, big convention in Rome, because in Italy they have a convention in different cities. So we've seen this and we say like, Keith, there is nothing here going on in Ireland. I think people would like to have some fun also. So that's how the idea came up. In the plane, when we were coming back from the Rome in the plane, we say, let's do something together. And he said, yeah, I have my brother, he's a famous DJ here, which is Declan. He said, right, we can do it together. So that's why the idea came up.
Were you happy then with the outcome and how it...
Yes, we
were so happy. There was loads of people here.
Right, there was like nearly 50 people. Mm-hmm. That's what we like, because we didn't like say to people, you have to register before you come. No, we say like first serve, first come. So it was amazing, because we didn't actually know how many people will come, right? So we just make advertising on the Facebook, on the YouTube, Look, most of the people here in Ireland, they don't do much activities during their days, right? They can go to the, let's say, gym or something like this. But this is something what we can provide here in Ireland, let's say, once a month. as a healthy day, for example, and people can, you know, this is something that increases your heart rate zone, and you can feel much better, right? Your blood pressure goes better, and everything is much better. You feel better, right?
There was a lot of fit people here today, wasn't there?
Yes and no. I know that people are thinking that fitness is just for fit people.
Right.
No, it's for everyone. That's why we try to show that this is fun. It's just fun. It's like having fun with the lights, smile on the faces, and choreography was fun. Just the dancing music. People can listen to nice music. People can see nice moves. Something different for them.
There's equally as many boys as there is girls.
Right.
I used to do aerobics in the 90s, and it was a different time. It was a different style, but it was all women.
Right,
and it's been taught by a woman as well.
Right.
It's changed.
This is going to be changed right now. And this is something special. I'm staying here in Ireland, actually. And I think it's because of Kid. Kid is working a lot around the island. And loads of guys seeing him. The same me when I'm traveling here in Ireland. Guys seeing us. And they want to just join us. When they see we have fun, they would like to have fun. So, yeah. But it's mostly here in Ireland where loads of guys are attending fitness days. Most of the presenters are guys. Some of the girls, females, are more attendants in the fitness.
Robert, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you so much.
DJ Connect, good to see you again.
Hey, Aoife, good to see you again, all right, yeah.
What brings you here today?
This new winter fitness party that my brother, this is starting up, along with a friend of his, Robert Selesky from Poland, and they're looking to launch this type of new fitness innovative phone type of day where you come, listen to like up to the minute chart music.
Listen, what's it like to play for fitness fanatics that rather than people off their heads, let's say, for instance, is it different like daytime?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. You know, the crowd aren't really looking at you, they're looking at the instructors, they are, you know. But they seem to enjoy the music and that, and so I'm here to DJ for whoever wants me to DJ, you know, at the end of the day. And I think it was brilliant. It was an absolutely fantastic event.
The BPM, it has to be a certain, what is it, around 130, 100?
136 BPM. On average, people are playing that day tonight. I've seen some of the guys playing 141 BPM earlier on through their own specialised segments that they're doing, you know. But on average, 126 BPM.
It has to be house music then, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. Yeah. It has to be electronic dance music, it does, you know.
Hi, my name is Olivia Butcher, and I came from Galway to this lovely event with Robert and Keith.
What's your background?
So I just finished a fitness instructor course in Profit Fitness School, and it's nice to have a challenge here to see all the choreography classes, and it's really good. Guys have a really good energy.
How did you get on today?
It was a bit challenging, but I think I've done good.
And you're from the Cabra,
yeah, Cabra
gym.
Yeah.
How did you get into aerobics?
Before I started, I applied for a course, a sports management course. I had no interest in step at all or any aerobics. But then Kate helped us out, and ever since then, we could love going to classes and take part.
Have you noticed your fitness level has got better since?
A lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about workout, it's not just physical, it's a mental workout as well. So getting the mental workout done, we got physical, so it's brilliant.
What would you say to people that think it's kind of a girl's sport?
I think it's great. I wouldn't go with that comment. I think it's a great workout for men and women. So you're getting a mental workout as well. A lot of people think it's very dancing, but
yeah,
you're getting a lot of physical workout, getting a good workout doing and a mental workout. It's brilliant. Coordination and everything.
How did you get on today?
Great. I actually found that all right. It was probably more difficult to follow, but at the end I got there. At the start was a bit difficult, but got there in the end.
Sure, but you know, I just have to do it. You know, I just have to, you know, if something needs to be fixed.
Well, I set my goals, the chore. I'll have my iPod and I won't listen to the three tellies blaring and the noise. I hate the noise. Anyway, so I went to the gym. I had been there in previous years. But when I went, my God, nothing changed. It wasn't. And I think the main reason was there was these classes and these brilliant instructors. And of course, the main instructor, Keith, who introduced these new classes, step aerobics, brilliant music. A year later, I'm healthier than ever. I'm really fit and I love going to the gym.
How's the class doing?
Oh, absolutely perfect.
Georgia, how much weight have you lost?
About 11 pounds.
How long have you been doing it?
About a year. I've been stepping over to that for a year. My cholesterol was 5.8, and it's gone down to 5.2 now.
Oh my God.
So I find the class now really helps.
What would you say to people that want to get into it? It's not easy to start off.
No, the hardest part is getting in the door. But once you get in that door, you're flying, you're great. And then it's not like that, but you get to meet people, new people as well. Meet people, go out with them, have a drink.
Yeah, we'll be doing it again and we'll let you know when everything's kicking off again, you know.
Brilliant.
Thanks for having us again, Aoife.
Thanks, Connect.